You are listening to the Developing Up Podcast.
This is the podcast focused on the non-technical side of being a developer.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Developing Up Podcast. As always, I am your host, Jake Reynes.
And I am your other host, Mike Miles. And today, we're talking about the importance of one-on-ones, both from the perspective of a manager and as a developer.
One-on-ones are extremely important, not only for managers to have, but also as a developer working with their manager. And I think we had a lot of great conversation around that today.
I enjoyed our conversation we had today, Jake. We shared insights and lessons we've learned both as developers and managers to have effective one-on-ones. And I want to let you know and let our listeners know, I consider this recording every week just a great one-on-one. You're not my manager and I'm not your developer, but it gets some of the same goals of what you try to do with one-on-one.
I absolutely love these one-on-ones that we have. This podcast is so much fun. So
I'm making a heart symbol for you, Jake, right now.
You are. We're making hearts with our hands. So with that said, enjoy. And good afternoon, Mike. How's it going?
It's going pretty well, Jake. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. So you just got back from abroad.
I did, and I'm actually about to go away again tomorrow.
Where are you going tomorrow?
I'm actually headed out to the wild world of California to speak at a conference. So,
oh, in the Bay Area, right?
Yeah, the Bay Area. Bad Camp, as it's known. So I'm excited for that.
Why don't you tell our listeners what Bad Camp actually is?
Bad Camp stands for Bay Area Drupal Camp. So it's a Drupal, which is a PHP framework focused camp. It's the biggest one in North America. That's not a conference. Camps are slightly different. And it's in California. It's a lot of fun. My second year speaking there and being asked to speak. So I'm speaking about inclusive design, which has to do with accessibility and planning out for your project. So I'm excited for it.
Cool. Yeah, I didn't want anyone to think that you're going to Bad Camp because you were in trouble.
Yeah. No, it's not to correct my behavior.
But no, that's really cool. Congratulations.
Thank you. So how are you doing, Jake?
I'm doing very well. Today, I actually had a very great one-on-one with my manager.
Oh, yeah?
So I was thinking today we could talk about one-on-ones.
I would love to talk about one-on-ones. They are one of the most important aspects of being a developer and improving as a developer.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I always feel good when I get out of a one-on-one. And when I know one-on-ones are coming up, I actually like to do a little mental prep for them and think about what I can do to make the most out of that one-on-one. And this one-on-one just ended up being really positive. We talked about my role, but we also talked about our team as a general and what we can do to, you know, take the team to the next level and just constantly evolve our tool set. So exciting things in the works. It felt really good.
That's great. So I want to just take a quick step back just to inform our listeners. When we say one-on-one, what we're talking about is a meeting you have with your manager, or if you are a manager, a meeting you have with your direct report, people to report to you, just to get a lay of the land and a sense of how they're doing.
Yeah, and in any fast-paced environment, one-on-ones are extremely important. I've worked places that don't have one-on-ones, and I am fortunate to work in a place that does promote one-on-ones. So, very good thing. If it's not something that you have where you work, perhaps it's something that you could encourage executive leadership to encourage managers to have with their team members.
Yeah, as a developer, if you aren't having a one-on-one, if you have a manager and they're not having one-on-one, it's very beneficial. I think we'll get into the reasons why, but you need to take responsibility and prompt your manager to have the one-on-one with you and have them understand the value for it for them and for you.
So as far as the importance and the key takeaways, I see one-on-ones as, you know, whether you're a manager working with developers or a developer working with a manager, one-on-ones are an extremely effective way to get the support you need or give the support that they need. Great way to receive and provide feedback. And then just it's a way to promote good communication and prevent problems from happening down the line.
Yeah, where they're really powerful is about building up that communication between you and your manager or you and your direct report if you are a manager, and having that safe space where you just have open communication, because you're going to learn about things you're not just going to see from a day-to-day that you don't talk about them. And that's where these one-on-ones help raise issues or prevent issues from coming up.
Yeah. And so what is interesting is that we've actually been talking in topics that are almost a linear roadmap. As you know, last episode, we talked about what it means to be on a healthy team, and communication was a major part of that.
That's what we boiled it down to, was healthy communication leads to healthy teams, and the most important team you have is with your manager as a developer. They're the one who's there to protect you, to challenge you, and you need to be able to communicate openly with them and share problems or issues you're having, or share successes in what's working and where you want to improve.
So let's kick it off with this. To make the most of one-on-ones as a manager, I want to talk about a mistake that I made as a manager doing one-on-ones early on. And this is something that I've corrected and has made a major difference. Now, when I became a manager, I knew that I needed to have one-on-ones. That was something that was expected of me, and I really enjoyed those one-on-ones. So what I did is I blocked an hour on my calendar on Fridays, and it just said one-on-one time. And in that time, I would get up and I would go over to my direct reports and I would say, hey, let's have a one-on-one. And we'd have a one-on-one. Then what would happen is maybe that time slot wasn't big enough, or there was an interruption. And I would say, okay, you know, I'm just going to circle back later this afternoon. But then something later that afternoon happens, and that one-on-one doesn't happen that week. And then next thing you know, someone is out the following Friday, or someone is busy during that block. And so my one-on-ones were not happening consistently at all. And I found myself apologizing at almost every one-on-one, saying, hey, I'm sorry we didn't have this last week. So yeah, I'm going to try to be better about that. So what I did is I put an individual block on my calendar for every single member of my team. And that is a time block that I can now stick to. And I say, hey, it is 10 o'clock and it is now my time to meet with this specific person for the next half hour.
That is a very important lesson to learn. I, as well, when I first became a development manager, one of the things I got and actually showed me the importance of it, I read Managing Humans by Michael Lopp, and he talks about being a developer, but being a manager and having not only in your calendar a specific time slot for one-on-ones, but keeping the frequency and the cadence the same. So the way I do it now is I have my one-on-one spread out throughout the week, but each individual person has their time slot the same time every week. And what that shows, and why you never cancel one-on-ones, is because you want to make sure that your direct reports, or those who you meet with, know how important they are to you. And I think that's a lesson it sounds like we both learned, where saying, oh, I can't do it this week, I got to take care of this project, to your direct reports, you're telling them you're not important. Your issues you may want to talk about aren't important to me because I got to do this other stuff. So always having those in your calendar and in the same spot just shows the importance and the respect you have for your direct reports.
Respect is key. By blowing them off, you're basically saying the time wasn't that important to me in the first place, so we'll meet next week.
Yeah, you're saying you're not important to me. It's something I have to do because I'm a manager, not something I want to do because I want to help you as an individual.
It needs to be a routine, and I think a week is a perfect routine. It works well for my team, and I'd imagine that it works well for your team too. You do them weekly, right?
I do mine weekly, yeah. I will say there are a few instances where I cancel one-on-ones, but they're generally for only two cases. Either I'm sick, or the person I'm meeting with is sick, or one of us is out of the office. That's the only time a one-on-one gets canceled.
Yeah, PTO happens, emergencies happen, and they can be rescheduled, but it should not be a regular thing.
Yeah, it should be an exception, not a rule, that you're going to move your one-on-one time.
What I like about one-on-ones is it's almost if you were to compare it to a major meeting with a team, and that meeting may last a long time and you cover a lot of ground in that meeting, as opposed to your 15-minute morning stand-up where there's really no surprises. You're just kind of covering your bases and making sure that everything is going well and everyone is working efficiently. I like to think of stand-ups like that too. So by having them often enough, there's rarely any surprises. We met last week. Not a whole lot has happened in the past week. This is our time to catch up, go over things, talk about any frustrations you might have, talk about really whatever you want. But it's not that we haven't met in so long that the meeting is just completely overloaded.
Yeah, I agree. I would say because you have that regular cadence, just as you said, Jake, you don't build up this backlog of things that you have to run through. And because I don't know about you, but I have my one-on-ones meeting to be about a half hour, or at least schedule it to be a half hour. And in that time, you want to be able to focus on what's the most important, the most pressing items. So with that regular cadence and that having them often enough, you're freeing it up so that you can focus on the most pressing matters from the last week going into the next week. So let me ask you, Jake, if you could sum up, I don't know, in a sentence, what is the purpose as a manager for a one-on-one?
For a manager, I believe the purpose to be to get a feel for how your team is doing. And when I say doing, I mean in regards to their work, the projects that they're working on, the frustrations they could be having or problems they're running into, as well as the things they're enjoying. Having an insight into the things that they like doing can help me help them grow. I like to get a feel for how they're doing personally, not like in a prying way, but say, you know, how's everything going? Are you happy? You know? And then also I like to talk about goals as well and check in on goals. And you recommended me a book. It was called Watch Them Grow or Watch Them Go.
Watch Them Grow or Help. Hold on. I have
it. By Beverly Kay, I believe.
Yeah. Help Them Grow or Watch Them Go.
Awesome book for managers. I would recommend that every manager reads that. We'll definitely put that in the show notes. One of the takeaways that I took from that book is that these conversations that you have in your one-on-ones are kind of an ongoing conversation. You're iterating from every one-to-one. So I like to, and I think we may have talked about this in a previous episode, but I like to leave every one-on-one by kind of asking a question or planting a seed and saying, hey, we don't have time to talk about this right now, but think about this and let's pick this up next week. And that gives them a little homework, so to speak.
I like that, leaving your direct report with homework or with something to think about coming out of their one-on-one. I think it's really great to, it's a good way to keep them engaged, because you don't want the one-on-one to be you just sitting there speaking to them. It's really about you listening and asking the questions and probing what can they do over the next week to improve themselves.
Right. One of my goals this year is to make sure that my team members accomplish their goals this year.
Your goal is to help your team members accomplish their goals.
Yeah. And I know they're capable of it. And I just want to be, I want to be as supportive as I can. So I'm making a point of bringing it up at most of my one-on-ones. Not directly saying, how are those goals doing? But checking in, you know, last time we talked, you were researching this piece about JavaScript and trying to understand it better. I actually found an interesting article and I thought of you. So check this out. I'm going to send it to you after this one-on-one. But, you know, how's that going?
Yeah. And asking questions about goals that way and how you approach one-on-ones, that's a very laid back sort of way. And you're not being direct. And I think that leads to building a sense of trust and communication with your direct report. And I love that. I try to do the same thing as well. Now, one of the things I used to do early on in my one-on-ones was when I was first learning, I was trying to figure out how to do it. I learned from this book, Notes to a Software Team Leader by Roy Overshire, three questions to ask for a one-on-one in general. And it's, what has not been working for you in the past week? Followed up by, what are you going to do about it? And then what has been working well for you over the past week? Now, those are very direct questions. So over time, I've learned to ask them in a non-direct way and just make it an ongoing conversation, because I feel people are more open and honest when you can just have a conversation and not make it like, I'm grilling you for questions. I want to get statuses of your projects. It's more of, I want to get a sense of how you're doing and dive deeper into places where I hear you may be dealing with frustrations or challenges.
I like that a lot. One mistake that I've made is talking too much. And it's not really much of a one-on-one if I'm just the one doing most of the talking. So I try to make them do all the talking and I will ask questions to prompt those answers. But I find by giving them the stage, it helps uncover some of those areas that you might encounter by asking questions like that.
And it can be hard to not be the one who does a lot of the talking. From my experience as a manager and also as a developer in a one-on-one, it's hard to kind of be the one doing most of the talking, because you want to let your manager do a lot of the talking, like let them lead because they're your manager, and that's not how it should be. I challenge anyone who's listening, if you are a manager, you're starting to be a manager and holding one-on-ones, to not talk too much. Embrace the silence. What I like to do is I will sit there besides saying like how you're doing, a little soft opener, and I'll just stare at my report and I'll be like, I won't say anything. I'm waiting for them to break the silence and that awkward silence and
right.
Get it started that way.
I like that. I like that a lot. It's really easy as a developer to go in and just wait for the manager to lead the way. And I could see where you would think that, because they are the ones who put the meeting on the calendar. They want to talk to me. This is my opportunity to have a one-on-one with them and let them ask me questions. But really, I would challenge you as a developer, dear listener, to actually take the floor in your one-on-ones and be the one facilitating the conversation.
Yeah, you need to recognize that it's your time for your manager to listen to you. And as a manager, you need to realize that it is the developer's time to voice their concerns to you, and not you just to sit down in a room with them and talk.
Right.
So, Jake, I will tell you that from my experience, what I would say the key, most important thing as a manager you can learn to do for one-on-ones, besides not talking too much, is not treating a one-on-one meeting as a cookie-cutter meeting. It is not going to be the same thing for each person. You need to tailor it for each person's personality and how they work.
Absolutely. I'm really glad you said that. It didn't even occur to me to bring that up in this conversation, but you're so right, because everyone on your team is very unique, and the way they communicate and the way they are going to be able to speak to you comfortably and receive what you have to say comfortably, everyone just different.
Yeah. For example, some of my one-on-ones, you know, we kind of do the same cadence every week in a conference room. Other ones I tend to, we'll take a walk to go get coffee while we talk and just have a more organic conversation. It's tailoring it to be as effective as possible for each person and get the most information out of them you can to help them as individuals.
Yeah, totally. I know that some of my one-on-ones vary from week to week too. They're not always the same with the same person. Someone may be noticeably frustrated on one week, and that might just be a good time to let them vent a little bit. And that happens to me every once in a while, and it's always good to make someone feel better and just have them let it out. And then the next week, maybe talk about something else. But
that's interesting, because it brings back up the book Managing Humans by Michael Lopp. I don't have it in front of me, so I can't name all the types, but he names types of one-on-one meetings you may have, and one of them is called the vent. There's subtle cues where you can pick it up and just let the person vent and express their problems, and then pick out a little nugget that you can latch onto and dive deeper and find the underlying causes too.
I'm going to have to check that book out. I haven't read it yet.
It's a great book. It's a great book.
Very cool.
So let's change it around. We've talked about as a manager how to approach one-on-ones, but more importantly, as a developer, you need to learn how to help your manager have a productive one-on-one and really learn that it's all about you and how to effectively communicate in it.
Yes, it is really important that you're not treating your one-on-ones as a way to just check the box every week. They're not there for just going in and saying what you're working on and then you get back to work. It's really your opportunity to make a difference in your career in a very small way, incrementally. So I would encourage you to really think about your one-on-ones and plan ahead of time. Mike, do you ever plan for your one-on-ones?
As a developer, when I'm headed off to a one-on-one with my manager, I usually have a running list in my head of things I want to bring up, either issues I've been dealing with the past week or things I've been frustrated with, or just things I'm actually excited about. For example, today when I had my one-on-one with my manager, I talked about, you know, I'm excited to go to this conference and speak, and they kind of prompted to ask why I'm excited about it and kind of asked how I could help others get as excited and promote other people on the team. So I definitely go in having things I want to talk about, and I almost never talk about my projects, my one-on-ones.
Yeah, I don't think it has to be about projects, and not every single one-on-one has to be a serious conversation. My team members and I laugh a lot in our one-on-ones together. But yeah, I think expressing excitement is awesome, and I like that your manager was trying to find a way to kind of bring it back full circle and in a way that would benefit the entire team.
So as a developer, what you can do to go into your one-on-one is be prepared, or making note of things that you're dealing with over the week that you want to raise to your manager. And you could actually write these down, keep a running list somewhere, a task list that you can then bring with you, because it may be hard to remember on the spot. And I'd also definitely say, remember that this meeting is about you sharing what you're dealing with and how your manager can better help you or help you grow in your career and things you want to achieve.
Right. And I would also say to remember that the direction in which the team is going can largely be influenced by you. You should never be discouraged about speaking to your manager in regards to something process related, because the reality is that you're more in the weeds. You're closer to the projects, you're closer to the workflow, you're communicating with more people on your day-to-day than your manager probably is. So there's no one who has a better insight as to how things could improve on your level than you. So I think that's a really great thing that you can bring up in a one-on-one.
Yeah, because one-on-ones, one of the things that they help promote is kind of like a trickle-up of information in your company. So you may notice things in your day-to-day on a project or how people are working or how you think a process could improve, and you can share that with your manager and have a discussion. They're going to go and take that to their manager or higher-ups, and you can have a big effect on your team, on your company, and how things work. So feeling encouraged to share and be open with your manager about things you notice is a big part of going to your one-on-one as a developer.
Absolutely. And there's a difference between going to your manager with feedback and complaining to your manager. And that's a really important distinction to make, because you don't want to just be going in there. It's okay to go in there and vent and, you know, let it out sometimes. But I would recommend that every time that you go into a one-on-one with some feedback about a process or a project, that you also come with a proposed solution too. And that solution may not be the right solution, but it at least shows that you are trying to turn it into a positive. And it may also be a way that if your solution is viable, then you have found some new responsibility, and that can really help your career as well. And it also shows that you can be a responsible person and that you're thinking with the company's best interest in mind.
Jake, that's why one of the reasons when I first started out giving one-on-ones as a manager, and I prompted those questions that I learned from notes to a software team leader, asking what hasn't been working well for you for this week, what are you going to do about it? I was prompting my one-on-ones to come up with solutions and at least ideas of what they could do to take ownership. So now as a developer, when I have problems, I try to do that. I try to say, well, this is what I think we could do or I could do to start improving that, and have that conversation and start that with my manager.
Yeah, it's a great thing to think about, because chances are if you do go with a complaint or some feedback, one of the first questions that you might get asked is, well, what would you do about it? So be prepared, you know.
Now, one more thing that I like to try to do sometimes as a developer, or I find a good use of time for one-on-one as a developer, is if I've been stuck on a problem, kind of discuss it and just have a little working session, because that can be a fun use of time just to show creativity or to get someone else's input where maybe you haven't had a chance to do that beforehand. So if I've been stuck on a really complex challenge or coding problem, I can tell my manager, oh, I've been stuck on this challenge. And hopefully they prompt me, be like, oh, what have you been trying to do? But if they don't prompt me, I ask, can I show you what I've been trying? Can we talk about that? Can you give me some ideas? And try to gain knowledge from what they've learned.
And I would also say, just like when you are a manager trying to plant the seed and evolve a conversation from week to week, that's a good thing that a developer can do as well. Try to keep a conversation going. And that could be as simple as you talking about, hey, I want you to hold me accountable for something. This is what I'm trying to do for my goals this week. Let's check in next week, and I want to show you the progress that I've made. And it doesn't have to be about goals. It could really be about anything. But continuing a conversation is a great way to help grow your career and grow your role within a company, or rather within a team.
Yes, keeping an ongoing conversation. I agree with that, Jake. That is one of the underlying purposes of a one-on-one that you can really latch onto as a developer to just improve. And now one other thing I want to touch on, and we haven't really planned this out, so let's see how it goes. But as a developer, depending on how your company is structured, you may not have a manager, or you know, you may be in a flat team structure. You don't have to be a manager to hold one-on-ones, and you don't have to have a manager to be one-on-ones. I think it's important that, say you're a dev lead on a project, that you can have one-on-ones with the other developers or other team members on that project to get insights in that specific sphere of that project, how people are doing, and help bubble up issues that way. It's about taking that ownership and finding those opportunities where you can just, it's all about collaborating and learning about from other people.
I really like that. I never thought of that either, but I think that's a fantastic way, particularly if you don't have a manager or you don't have a manager at a given time. What we try to do to promote that assimilation into our team is whenever someone new starts, we assign the new hire to an existing hire, and we call it the buddy system. So that first week or so, there is always someone there that they can lean on, because you don't know anyone yet and you don't know the process or the flow, but it promotes collaboration and allows people to ask questions and get a feel for what their role on the team is going to be like.
So the buddy system, the ultimate one-on-one if you don't have a manager or in a situation without a manager.
I like it.
I like that a lot.
Cool. So yeah, Mike, do you want to talk about some key takeaways?
Yeah, let's just phrase up what we've talked about and things our listeners can take with them.
Cool. So I think the ultimate takeaway is really whether you're a manager working with developers or if you're a developer who has a manager, one-on-ones are a great way to further promote communication. It's a good way to give and get feedback and provide the support that you need to provide as a manager or get the support that you need as a developer.
And ultimate takeaway for managers, remember that the one-on-ones are about your direct reports. Let them lead the conversation and just ask probing questions to gain better insights into what they're dealing with.
Exactly. And schedule them regularly and routinely. They're important, so don't blow them off unless, you know, PTO or sick days or, you know, there's an occasional emergency happens, but it is an exception, not a rule.
And as a developer, remember that these one-on-ones are time for you to share with your manager things you're dealing with, problems you have, challenges you're facing, and come prepared with feedback or questions for them to give them a chance to help guide you in your career development.
Yes, I think planning is extremely important. So give yourself a couple minutes to think about what you're going to talk about before walking into a one-on-one. And like Mike said, he brought up a really good point. If you don't have a manager, then there's nothing wrong with having a one-on-one with your team. Or the buddy system, as we have aptly named it.
So I'm going to challenge our listeners. First, I will challenge any managers out there. For your next one-on-one, be silent. Try to let your direct report be the one to guide the conversation.
Yes, I love it. You can get the conversation going with a question maybe, but let them run it. It's their stage.
Now I will challenge our developer listeners out there. As a developer, for your next one-on-one, come prepared with things to talk about with your manager.
Great. So Mike, should we wrap this up?
Yeah. So we would love to hear what else you think about one-on-ones and holding them and their importance and what you do as a manager or developer in your one-on-ones. You can join the conversation at developingup.com. You could tweet us at DevUp Podcast on Twitter to tell us more about one-on-ones, or send us more feedback at hello@developingup.com to let us know what you think about one-on-ones and their importance.
Yep. And this episode will be available at developingup.com/8. And if you enjoy the podcast, then we would love to hear your thoughts on iTunes.
Yeah, please leave us a rating or review on iTunes. Share this podcast with your friends and family and keep listening.
I think that'll do it.
All right. Till next time.